For the final time this season, Bishop Garrigan says hello to Newman Catholic, and tonight, a trip to state is on the line. The number 9 ranked team in Class 1A, Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears, with a 24-5 overall record, and the champion of the top of Iowa West, battling the number 3 ranked team in Class 1A, the 30-5 Newman Catholic Knights, and the conference champion in the top of Iowa East. Towing the rubber right now for Newman Catholic is the right-hander, Malachi O'Brien, designated as tonight's starting pitcher. O'Brien, just a sophomore, but he has not wasted any time becoming one of the best pitchers on this Newman Catholic staff, a staff deep in pitching. O'Brien has started 9 games this season of a 7-1 record, his ERA 0.50. He has struck out 66 batters and walked only 22 in 42 innings pitched, and opponents batting a microscopic 155 against the Newman Catholic right-handed sophomore. He will face the top 3 in the Bishop Garrigan batting order, those tone setters all throughout the course of the season, Justin Bauer, Tate Furch, and Drew Lappe. Again, Newman Catholic is the higher seeded team, so they are designated as the home team tonight, and they occupy the first base dugout here at the Four City High School baseball field. Bishop Garrigan, the visiting team, they're over in the third base dugout. This is going to be an electric atmosphere here tonight, folks. The fans are already in their seats about 45 minutes before the game. This place is absolutely packed. Folding chairs all around the first base and third base lines as well, and the bleachers behind home plate, and just up and down the third base lines as well. Nearly completely full tonight. Bishop Garrigan and Newman Catholic fans meeting about halfway in between the two schools. It's a little over a 1-hour drive from Bishop Garrigan to Newman Catholic, but you split the difference. You come here to Forest City, and both teams have to drive about 45, 50 minutes to get here and really battled out in tonight's sub-state game. Now, of course, Bishop Garrigan and Newman Catholic very recently met in a sub-state final. That was in the 2022 season, and Newman Catholic won that game 2-0. And who could forget that tremendous pitching performance by Doug Taylor? Gave a leadoff double to Cal Berkey in the first at-bat of the game, and Bishop Garrigan didn't get another base runner until there were 2 outs in the 7th inning, as Newman Catholic got the win in that game 2-0 and advanced to state. Golden Bears trying to write a different finish to this one as Justin Bauer steps into the batter's box. Bauer leading off with a 404 batting average, 527 on-base percentage, and 14 RBI this season. Attacks the first pitch, blooper towards shallow left field, curving towards foul territory, and it drops. That'll be a foul ball for Justin Bauer, 0-1 count, and we are underway here in Forest City, Iowa. Tonight's game time temperature, 76 degrees, as you're listening to high school baseball on Hometown Radio, KLGA Algona. Class 1A Substate 3 championship round. Very slight breeze blowing tonight, but not much motion out of the giant U.S. flag that's out towards left center field. 0-1 count. O'Brien working from the first base side of the rubber, delivers to Bauer, and he finds his own for a called strike. Justin Bauer behind, no balls and 2 strikes. Newman Catholic in the all-white uniforms, white uniform pants, white jersey tops, and the white caps as well. The script Knights underlined on the front of their jersey. The wind by O'Brien and the 0-2 to Bauer. Bauer flare job towards shallow left field again, curving towards foul territory. Over though, this time is the third baseman, Jocelyn, making the catch, and Bauer is retired for out number 1. Hit that to nearly the exact same spot he hit that initial foul ball, but Jocelyn got to that one, and Bauer retired on the foul pop-out to the third baseman. Tate Furch the batter now for the Golden Bears. 376 batter, 1 homer, and 26 runs knocked in this season. And what a smooth transition it's been from last year's All-State Super Team catcher Garrett Hine to this year's young sophomore Tate Furch as he takes ball one on the heater from Malachi O'Brien. O'Brien can really pump it up there for Newman Catholic. Definitely a high-velocity pitcher. We'll see a couple flamethrowers tonight with Mice on the Garrigan mound as that pitch is in there for a strike and the count even at 1-1 to Furch. I don't think anyone could have anticipated how smoothly the transition this would have been. Of course, Furch takes that pitch up high for a ball. Quarterback on the football team leading them to a state title. State qualifier in track and the shuttle hurdle relay this year, and now trying to lead the Garrigan baseball team to state as well as he takes that pitch on the low outside corner for a called strike, and the count is 2-2. Much like the Garrigan pitchers like to work at a lightning tempo, Malachi O'Brien also works at an extremely quick pace for the Newman Catholic Knights. Wind in the 2-2, and a foul tip held onto behind home plate for strike 3 by Peterson, and Furch is the first strikeout victim of the ballgame from Malachi O'Brien. 2 outs, nobody on base, and Drew Lappe, the shortstop, batting 378, 1 homer, and 29 runs knocked in. Umpires for tonight's game, Corey Kuhlman, Justin Meyer, and Kent Jorgensen. O'Brien trying to work a 1-2-3 first inning. His first pitch to Lappe, and that one just missed. 1-0 count. Garrigan has the gray uniform pants, the black jersey tops. They have the script Garrigan on the front, underlined in yellow and outlined in white, as Lappe takes a massive cut and misses at that one. Couldn't catch up to the heater, and the count evens at 1-1. Yellow numerals on the front and back of the jersey. Yellow and white trim on the shoulders for Garrigan. O'Brien's 1-1 pitch. Swing, and it's by Lappe. 1-2 count. And the Garrigan hitters just aren't quite catching up to that fastball yet early in the game. O'Brien has not been afraid to elevate that pitch to these early Garrigan batters. Next pitch will be number 12 for O'Brien. Wind in the 1-2 pitch. Lappy dribbler left side of the infield, and that one will be foul past third base coach Brian Patterson for the Golden Bears. And count will stay at 1-2. Still looking for that first Golden Bear to really put some good aluminum on the ball. Of course, this is an all-turf infield here at Forest City before the outfield turns into natural grass. Baselines are turf as well. The pitching mound is turf. The only thing that's not turf in the infield is the bases themselves. So if you're an infielder, a ground ball will get on top of you lightning quick here. 1-2 count, hit hard towards third base. Backhand grab by Jocelyn. Throws across the diamond, and it's in the turf. It can't be picked at first base as it gets away from Cantaris, and Lappy's on his way to second as he'll slide in safely. Drew Lappy for one hop bullet down the third base side, and Jocelyn made a tremendous backhanded pick, but that throw across the diamond was up the right field line, and it went in on the hop as Cantaris couldn't pick it out. So get Drew Lappy on board to start this game. They will call that an E5 in the scorebook. Golden Bears will take it out of the way as they have the early runner in scoring position for the cleanup hitter, Carter Schwab. Sophomore batting 412 of 29 runs knocked in this season. Carter Schwab and Drew Lappy tied for first in the top of Iowa West this season with those 29 RBI apiece. Schwab, a left-handed bat for the Golden Bears, choked up about an inch above the handle. O'Brien's pitch went off speed that time, but it stayed just a bit outside, and it's a 1-0 count. Golden Bears and Knights play each other once per year in the non-conference schedule. Newman Catholic defeating Bishop Garrigan 5-3 at Bishop Garrigan High School back on June 18th. Since that time, Bishop Garrigan has won 11 games in a row. As the fastball by O'Brien just misses, and Schwab works ahead 2-0 in the count. Newman Catholic on a winning streak of their own. They have won 7 consecutive games coming into tonight. The Golden Bears taking the top of Iowa West this year for the second season in a row, this time winning it outright. Newman Catholic has not lost a top of Iowa East title since 2017. They've at least had a share of the top of Iowa East every year since that time, as that pitch is upstairs to Schwab, and the Golden Bear cleanup batter works ahead 3-0. Pitcher efficiency going to be a big key tonight. Both teams have great right-handed pitchers going, and obviously the pitch count limit is 110, so you want to keep them below that as much as possible. So battles will try to get long at bats. See who can get the starting pitcher out of the game first as Schwab takes upstairs with all four. A rare four-pitch walk by Malachi O'Brien, and the Golden Bears have first and second with two away in the top half of the first inning for the senior Benji Trainer. Trainer picking things up at the plate, batting 256, one homer and 20 runs knocked in, and he has done his best hitting in the second half of the season, hitting that home run in one of the final regular season games and having a couple of big postseason moments as well. Bats with a bright blue bat, hands all the way down at the handle as he bats out of a square stance towards the back of that box. O'Brien looked towards second in the pitch. Trainer takes upstairs for a ball, 1-0 count, and all of a sudden, Malachi O'Brien has missed 5 straight out of the strike zone. 4 fastballs, 1 off-speed pitch of those 5 misses. Outfield playing straight up for Trainer. This is a cavernous outfield here in Forest City. They'll look towards second base and the 1-0 to Trainer. And he takes a fastball upstairs, 2-0 count. At this point, if I'm Trainer, I am not swinging until O'Brien proves he can throw a strike. The fence in center field, from center field to left center and right center, is a normal height, but that fence jumps way up high out in right field and out in left field as well. It's kind of like having a green monster in both left field and right field, as the pitch to Trainer in there for a called strike, as O'Brien kept the fastball down at the knees that time. 2-1. Lappy at second base, Schwab on first for the Golden Bears. Top half of inning number 1 in Forest City in the Class 1A Sub-State 3 Championship. Bishop Garrigan has not defeated Newman Catholic in the varsity-bound era, dating back to 2009, as Newman Catholic is 18-0 against Bishop Garrigan in that time. 2-2 count as O'Brien paints the outside corner. Trainer will step out, and now he's got a battle. 2-2 count, he's taken the first 4 pitches of this at-bat. And he will have to swing the bat here at some point against O'Brien, who's getting back into the strike zone now. Look towards first base and towards second by O'Brien, and Trainer calls time at home plate. Well, that is a key for both hitters. Hitters on both teams, because both of these pitchers like to work extremely quickly, so if you can step out, disrupt the rhythm a little bit, and try to get the pitchers off their game, that could be a key. You don't want to let them just get it up there and chuck it immediately and really get into a rhythm tonight. O'Brien hands the belt, 2-2 pitch, and tapped foul at home plate. Trainer just got a piece of that one as O'Brien came up the heater again. The good news for the Golden Bears, whether you score or not this inning, you've already got O'Brien at 22 pitches. Long quality at-bats will need to continue going forward for Bishop Garrigan to have their best opportunity to knock off number 3 ranked Newman Catholic tonight. Now for 2-2 count, Trainer has slightly choked up on the bat. The look towards second by O'Brien and the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Malachi O'Brien and the new McCaffrey Knights are out of a jam in the first inning. The Golden Bears strand two runners on base. No score heading to the bottom of one on KLGA 92.7 and the Oak Water Radio YouTube stream.